And let's take another one for Dr. Debbie. We have Mark on the phone. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Yeah, I have an 11-year-old rat terrier, and he's never had his teeth cleaned. And I'm getting a lot of frightening numbers when I just called around to vet. Is there any way of doing this in a cheaper way?
They're okay.
Talking $800 and stuff like that.
Okay. And you know, oh, gosh. You know, Mark, it's really hard to give an accurate number for a dental cleaning over the phone, first of all, especially if your baby's never had teeth cleaned. And in the 11 years, there's a lot of stuff that can settle in and a lot of problems that can settle along those gums.
Right.
So the hard thing is to try to find a price-conscious price for a dental cleaning and one that's going to still do your doggy justice. So for me, I'd make sure if you're getting those quotes over the phone, the first thing would be to make sure you do get someone to actually look in your dog's mouth and to see, because some dog mouths are really quite horrendous and have a lot of work that needs to be done. Others may not be so bad. So before you make that judgment on where you're going to go with things, get that eyeball on your dog's mouth, if you will. But as far as cost of the dental cleaning, it's going to depend a lot on what we've got going on. So a basic dental cleaning may just be scaling, polishing, taking tartar off the teeth. But if we've got loose teeth, we need antibiotics, or if there's going to be the need for surgical extractions, then that price definitely goes up. So while I don't have an easy answer for that, you might just check around, do a little bit of shopping. But some other alternatives for folks, if you're looking for dental care and maybe you need that and you know you need an $800 dental cleaning that entails extractions and antibiotics and pain medicine, and you know that's something your dog needs, you can look for some other resources if you're looking to get some help for that. One tip might be to check if you're in a state that has a veterinary school, they train veterinarians to clean dogs' teeth. And many states also have veterinary technology programs. So basically the vet nurses that do this procedure in the vet offices. So if you check to see if those type of schools are in your area, you might be able to come in at a discounted rate. Kind of like my mom, when we were kids, we always went to the hairdresser, and it was the hairdresser school. So we never really had a professional haircut when we were kids. But, you know, hey, it was great. It helped, you know, future hairstylists get a good education, and my mom saved some money on that. So there's no harm in that. So if you need some resources there, you can check out veterinaryschools.com, as well as just searching for veterinary accredited schools. Outside of that, if you're looking for other assistance financially for veterinary care, the Humane Society does have a listing of some different resources state by state that you might be able to find to help you with the costs of veterinary care. But I guess the bottom line here, Mark, is that when we have those teeth that haven't been touched by a veterinarian in 11 years, it's going to take some work. So I would be cautious. Anybody can clean teeth, but if we leave diseased teeth in, then we're not doing your doggy any good. So unfortunately, cost may guide you towards the best veterinary care that your doggy needs.
Okay. I have another question. He just went through a bout with being constipated pretty bad. I mean, I got to the point I was giving him enemas and stuff. I don't know what caused it, but he eats pretty good food. Also, he still has a little bit of trouble constipation. I have a question about bones. He loves bones, and I know the cow bones, he can't chew them up and eat them so much. He leaves it behind. But I know with the pork bones, he can chew them and eat them and swallow the whole bone. Is that bad for him?
Yeah, I am not a fan of bones, I'll tell you that. Any bones, whether they're cow bones or pork bones, any bone that a dog chews on can be exercise for the teeth. Now, if your doggy has rotten teeth and he needs them cleaned, I'm going to tell you, take those bones away, because that's going to be painful for him until he gets his teeth taken care of. But any bones that dogs chew, they can break off shards, get those stuck. I've seen bone shards go down the esophagus, get puncture through into the respiratory tract. It can really be some bad stuff. So it's not the best way to deal with maintaining dental care. And then I also want to ask you, regarding the constipation thing there, Mark, is your dog neutered?
Yes.
He is. Okay, great. Because that would be something that can be a cause. If a dog's not neutered, a male dog's not neutered, they can have prostate problems.
Oh.
So yeah, you might make sure you get your little guy into the vet and just have them look at from head to toe and see what's going on there. Dietary wise, a lot of times we can find some solutions for constipation, and sometimes something as simple as giving canned pumpkin can help kind of loosen up the stools or even bulk them up a little bit. So
Yeah, I did that once. He ate it once, and he wouldn't touch it again.
Not a fan of pumpkin pies. Well, I hope that's helpful for you there, Mark. And give your old fella there, 11-year-old rat here, give him a pat on the head from us and all our best doggy wishes for him.
All right, thank you. I'll look into that vet school.
Thanks for calling, Mark. I appreciate it. 1-866-405-8405. Yeah, the dental cleaning, something you got to do because you can get a lot of fatal diseases if you don't do that. Is it generally more expensive for a cat or a dog to get their teeth cleaned?
You know, I think it tends to be more expensive for cats because most people don't see the need for a regular preventative care for cats, so it gets a lot more advanced. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with anything, prevention, sometimes that $150 to $250 bill seems like a lot for a regular cleaning. But, you know, if it helps put off these bigger problems down the road, it really can be a savings.
But he was talking about $800.
Yeah.
Well,
that seems steep.
But that isn't just a cleaning. That's probably a pet who has periodontal disease. So we've already got erosion of the gums. There's advanced dental disease. It probably smells pretty putrid.
And you know what? I bet it also includes blood work and things of that nature for an elderly dog.
In generally, yeah. Like in my office, you know, a dog of that age would have blood work. We'd have an IV in place. And, you know, they get antibiotics because we know there's infection. We don't want to disturb those bacteria, send those into the bloodstream, and have those cause problems. So we want to make sure we protect the babies.
Hey, that's all we have time for today. It just blew by. Thanks for joining us. Remember, you can visit us all week long at animalradio.com. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Sayonara.
This is Animal Radio Network.